I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Another look at the crop progress reports for our Southeast region states. In Georgia, steady rainfall continued around the state to help maintain good overall crop conditions. Early corn is beginning to mature, but corn rust was noted in a few counties. Peanuts were sprayed with fungicides and herbicides, and they continue to peg. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has a look now at the nation's peanut crop.
Peanut condition remains in quite good shape as we move into midsummer. 69% of the peanuts rated good to excellent, 2% very poor to poor. It also compares favorably to what we saw this time a year ago, 69% good to excellent and 8% very poor to poor.
And in Florida, heavy rain decreased peanut and cotton conditions. The rain helped to moderate high temperatures through the citrus growing region. The season's citrus harvest was complete. Next season's crop progressed as normal. A variety of fruits and vegetables were planted and marketed last week. Some crops were stressed due to constant rain. Farmers near coastal Alabama had a hard time applying herbicide and fungicide to crops, especially corn because of the rainfall. Corn rust was also detected in some fields. Central Alabama producers report adequate rain and good progress with field work. Soybean planting is near completion and corn is thriving there. Warmer and drier conditions are needed for cotton, however. Winter wheat harvesting is nearly complete. Hayfields continue to be cut and some farmers applied fertilizer and herbicide treatments. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.